This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome to Eat Great, Live Well Radio, your trusted source for the information you need to take control of your health and your life. No complicated medical speak, just straight talk about eating healthier without giving up the foods you love. Now, here's the host of Eat Great, Live Well Radio, food psychology coach and best-selling author, Janelle McCauley.
Hi, and welcome to Eat Great, Live Well Radio. I'm Janelle McCauley, and I'm glad you decided to join me today. My promise to you is that if you take action on the information we provide each week, you will transform your health and your life. Today, we've got a special show for you. We're going to be talking about unleashing your creativity and keeping you in the creative zone all day. But before we get started, I want to invite you to go to eatgreatlivewellradio.com and download our free ebook, Overcoming Portion Distortion. It's packed with quick and easy to implement ideas that make mealtime fun and healthy. So get your copy today at eatgreatlivewellradio.com. And also be sure that you stay with us through this whole call because I've got something really special for you at the end. Today we're going to be talking about unleashing your creativity, and you're going to want to take lots of notes. So grab a pen and paper and your favorite beverage. Take a nice deep breath and get fully present. Turn off your phone and let's get started. Today's topic is unleashing your creativity and getting more done. Big results from simple actions. And I'm going to be sharing 5 secrets to boost your energy and stay in the creative zone all day. This show today is perfect for you if you want to be even more productive than you are now, if you want to wake up and get going quickly each day, if you want to have more energy, especially in the afternoons, if you want to be more creative all day, if you want to quickly and easily boost your energy and creativity anytime that you want it, if you want to reduce or eliminate that lethargic feeling that you have after meals, especially after lunch. It's perfect if you want to teach your family healthy eating habits that will last a lifetime. And lastly, it's perfect if you want to make healthy eating fit into your lifestyle, whatever that lifestyle is. So let me ask you, why is nutrition so confusing? Did you know that the first dietary guidelines were published over 30 years ago? And these guidelines have been improved over the years. You can find the current version at choosemyplate.gov. And it's fairly simple and easy to understand. Yet today, we have more overweight and obese adults, teens, and children than ever before. With the ever-growing amount of information available through social media and on the internet, it's actually getting harder for you to make decisions, not easier. Trying to make sense out of all of it is just one more thing to add to your already overloaded schedule. Wading through all the information and trying to figure out what you need to do and how to do it and how to use all the information can be daunting. In addition, we get our information and advice from a lot of sources. It seems that every time you pick up a magazine, you read an article on health and nutrition, and someone has something different to say. One article says this is good for you. Another article says you need to avoid it. Who are you supposed to believe? What are you supposed to do? Just to ask any nutrition or health-related question to a friend or post it on the internet, and there's almost no limit to the options to consider or the information to read. So the bottom line is, if you want your mind and your body to perform at its peak, then you have to provide it the fuel that it needs when it needs it. Have you ever heard the saying, you are what you eat? Well, it's true, and that's actually really good news. Research has found that many nutrients from the foods we eat go right to our brain cells. That means that what you eat can directly impact your brain's ability to think and to do it fast. By using the secrets that we're going to share with you today and eating a balanced diet, you can actually think clearer, reason better, be more creative, and make stronger money-making decisions just when you need them most. Now, no single food can boost your brain power instantly, but adding certain foods to your diet and eliminating or minimizing others can help your brain function better, giving you more energy and creativity to fulfill whatever your passion or your mission is. Did you know that the brain is unique? The brain is different from most other parts of our body. First, it's an energy hog. Your brain is only about 2% of your total body weight, but it consumes more than 20% of your energy. Did you get that? It's only 2% of your body weight, but consumes more than 20% of your energy. It turns out that thinking is really hard work. Even though the brain requires large amounts of energy to function, it can't store any of that energy for later use. It needs it when it needs it. If the energy it requires isn't available, it simply slows down to conserve what energy it can. That's one of the reasons that people often slow down and get lethargic in the middle of the afternoon. Your body has burned all the energy available from your lunch, assuming you even stopped and ate lunch, and so your brain begins to slow down to conserve energy. It just uses what it can get when it can get it. And that's really good news. It means that if you can provide your brain with the energy it needs at any given time, you can literally unleash its power to think clearer, reason better, and be more creative. Think of what you'd be able to accomplish. Think about how that would impact your day and the results you get every day. Who doesn't want that? You know, so what I want to do is just take a minute and talk about a different way to approach food. To reap these benefits we've been talking about, you have to change the way you think about food. While eating should always be enjoyable, if you want your brain to function at peak efficiency, you need to make sure you eat the right foods at the right time. Eating healthy doesn't have to be dull or boring. You just want to make use of a few simple guidelines, adjusting them to fit your lifestyle, whatever that lifestyle is. It's our belief that as a society, we're going about eating and dieting all wrong. Part of a fulfilling life is enjoyment, and eating should be fun, but that doesn't mean you can eat anything at any time. Healthy eating can require some changes in lifestyle, but they don't have to be dreaded changes. We take up hobbies and learn new skills because they interest us, and then we practice them to get better. When we embark on a change in the way we eat, aren't we simply improving ourselves? Think about that. So why do we look at something we have to do versus something that we want to do? Instead, think about healthy eating as something you really, really want to do. Think about it. How can you hope to be successful if you frame the issue as something negative, something that you have to do? how exciting would your hobby be if you told yourself every day that you had to do it? As we said earlier, who wouldn't want more energy, clearer thinking, and more creativity in their life? I have a good friend who once gave me some great advice when I was going through a transition in life. They said, focus on moving towards what you want, not on getting away from what you don't want. Rather than thinking about avoiding some foods, which would be moving away from what you don't want, why not focus on healthy eating as a great way to make you more productive, give you more energy, and unleash your creativity, moving towards what you really want. So we're going to go ahead and take a real quick break. And when we come back, I want to share some tips with you and start talking about the 5 secrets to boost your creativity. This is Janelle McCauley, and this is Eat Great, Live Well Radio.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. My theme for the year is Say Yes to Success. And guess what? Our annual International Conference and Business Expo that's coming up August 6th through the 9th, we're going to have not only a wonderful lineup of speakers and thought leaders like CNN's Soledad O'Brien or Matthew Knowles, the famous father of the famous Beyonce, and Jean Smart from Designing Women, but this year you are going to be part of the experience. This is one of, if not the only conference that will balance your experience between learning from the wisdom of great speakers to hands-on living it through laser coaching, journaling, and interacting and sharing with other conference attendees. Oh yeah, and we have the best party in town on Saturday night, dancing till you drop to one of the best bands in Dallas. Visit eWomenNetwork.com for details and how you can be part of this life-changing experience as you embrace your yes to success.
Beautiful job, eWomen!
Do you struggle with your weight or your health? Do you wish you had more energy to do the things you really want to do? Are you tired of counting calories and fad dieting? Do you want to eat your favorite foods and not feel guilty? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then the Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program is the answer for you. Being healthy isn't about fad dieting, feeling guilty, or eating nothing but tofu and wheatgrass. It's about making small, healthy choices that add up over time to create life-changing transformation for you and your family. The Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program will show you how easy it is to be healthy, happy, and well-fed all at the same time. Visit eatgreatlivewell.com for more information or to enroll in this life-changing program. You deserve to both eat great and live well. Check it out today at eatgreatlivewell.com.
You're listening to Janelle McCauley on the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome back. This is Janelle McCauley with Eat Great, Live Well Radio. And today we're talking about unleashing your creativity and getting more done. Big results from simple actions. And before I start sharing my tips with you, I want to really just get you to think about stepping in and stepping up. Think of life as a party, not a race. It's not about who gets to the end first. It's about reaching your goals and enjoying the journey. Our goal is to help you enjoy the party and maybe challenge you a little bit along the way, too. Of course, there are healthier foods as well as foods that are less healthy, but in moderation, you shouldn't fear any of them. Just know which foods are better for you and your brain. Then make healthier choices most of the time. These choices will change the way you think about food, health, and nutrition, which will lead to a healthier result. We believe that your ultimate health will be determined by what you do about 90% of the time, not by the small deviations or missteps from a totally healthy diet. It's about what you do the majority of the time. So if you do something and take a step off, don't feel guilty, don't feel bad. Just get back on track. It's easy to do, and you'll see amazing results if you do that. So I'm going to share with you the top five secrets to boost your creativity and stay in the creative zone all day. So I want you to write down which of these really resonate to you. And I also want to challenge you that if you say it's not important and not necessary, think about why you're resisting what I'm saying. That's often an indication that you need to take action. And you don't have to do all the steps at one time. We always say make one simple, small change each week, and at the end of the year, you'll have made 52 simple, small changes. While independently, it may not seem like a big deal, 52 small changes equal a big impact and big results at the end of the year. And guess what? The year is going to go by whether you do one thing or 52 things. So for me, I'd rather do the 52 and really start creating my healthy future. So do one thing each week and then add to it. Next week, do one more. Next week, do one more. And pretty soon you'll find out that all of a sudden you've made multiple changes and guess what? You're starting to feel better. You know, we've talked about during these conversations about how often people don't know how good they can feel until they start making the shifts. And then it's like that big light bulb moment, that aha moment, when all of a sudden they start to feel better. They didn't know how good they can feel. And I can tell you that if you start making these changes, you're going to feel that. And it's really powerful and it's really exciting. So start with one step and then move on to the next. So the first one is stick with complex carbs. You know, carbohydrates can be divided into two main groups, simple carbs and complex carbs. Simple carbs are found in foods like sweet and soft drinks, fruit juices, sugars, syrups, sweets, and most foods found with white flour like white bread, pasta, cakes, cereals, and cookies. Simple carbs enter your bloodstream really fast, giving you a spike in blood sugar. Unfortunately, the energy spike is quick, and it's quickly followed by an energy crash as your body burns that sugar. On the other hand, complex carbs are found in foods like whole grains, fruits, vegetables, and legumes or beans. Complex carbs are full of fiber, which help your digestion, and they convert very slowly to sugar in your bloodstream. That means they release their energy slowly, so they're great sources of long-lasting energy. So to keep up your energy and avoid energy spikes and crashes during the day, try to eat complex carbs and avoid simple carbs whenever possible. Number two, get your fill of essential brain vitamins. Vitamins B, C, and E, along with omega-3 fatty acids, have been shown to improve brain function, to enhance your mood, and to clarify thinking, and best of all, slow down aging. All of those help give you more energy and make it a great reason to eat those extra vitamins, and it also boosts your creativity. Good sources of B vitamins are lean meat and poultry, dark green veggies such as asparagus, broccoli, and spinach, fruits like bananas, dates, figs, and apricots, dairy, and nuts. Fruits, especially citrus, are a great source of vitamin C, and vitamin E can be found in nuts, olive oil, and whole grains. Omega-3 fatty acids are a bit more complex, but they're essential to peak brain function. They can be found in olive oil, some nuts and seeds, and in cold water fish like salmon, cod, and tuna. Omega-3s are considered the building blocks of neurotransmitters. In other words, they help build the highways in your brain that carry the information. How more powerful can that be? So the bottom line is, get your fill of essential brain vitamins by eating a variety of fresh fruits and veggies each day, along with cold water fish at least one or two times per week. Tip number 3, start your day right. Say good morning to your brain and eat a healthy breakfast. Moms everywhere have suggested eating a healthy breakfast. Just like the rest of your body, your brain fasts overnight. So breakfast breaks that fast. Eating breakfast can improve short-term memory and increase your attention span, which helps with all aspects of thinking, including creativity. But you might ask, what is a healthy breakfast? It's certainly not a bowl of packaged cereal, in spite of what the TV commercials might tell you. A healthy breakfast should be high in fiber and include whole grains, dairy, and fruit. Are you starting to see a pattern here? Sugary breakfast cereals should be avoided if at all possible. These are mostly simple carbs and too high in calories. Be sure you're reading your labels. So the bottom line is, to get your day started right and wake up your brain as well as your whole body, eat a healthy breakfast. And if you're not a breakfast eater, think about foods that you do like to eat and see how you can move them earlier in the day. Don't let the term breakfast get you off track. Don't let it stop you from fueling your body and giving you the things that you need. Remember, I said breakfast breaks the fast. Your body needs it to jumpstart, to get going, to improve short-term memory, and like I said, increase your attention span. So start the day out right. So we're going to go ahead and take another quick break. And when I come back, I'm going to share the final few tips. So remember, before we go to break, tip number 1 was stick with complex carbs. Tip number 2 was get your fill of essential brain vitamins. And tip number 3 is start your day right. This is Janelle McCauley with Eat Great, Live Well Radio.
I'm looking for a certain kind of woman, and I think you know her. She's an entrepreneur that is highly connected, successful, significant in her own industry, and considered the go-to woman in her community. She's received so much from so many women in business, she's ready to give back to others on their journey, lifting as she climbs. Hi, this is Sandra Yancey, and I'm the founder and CEO of eWomen Network. I'm looking to connect with the woman I've just described who lives in your community so that we might have a conversation about how eWomen Network's proven success system can provide her a platform to elevate her success and ability to support women in business. Our international community of managing directors are influencing the speed of success for women in business around the world. If that sounds like something that you want to be part of or know someone we should talk with, send an email to managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com. That's managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com, and let's start the conversation.
Do you struggle with your weight or your health? Do you wish you had more energy to do the things you really want to do? Are you tired of counting calories and fad dieting? Do you want to eat your favorite foods and not feel guilty? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then the Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program is the answer for you. Being healthy isn't about fad dieting, feeling guilty, or eating nothing but tofu and wheatgrass. It's about making small, healthy choices that add up over time to create life-changing transformation for you and your family. The Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program will show you how easy it is to be healthy, happy, and well-fed all at the same time. Visit eatgreatlivewell.com for more information or to enroll in this life-changing program. You deserve to both eat great and live well. Check it out today at eatgreatlivewell.com.
This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Eat Great, Live Well Radio. This is Janelle McCauley, and today we're talking about unleashing your creativity and getting more done, big results from simple actions. And before the break, I gave you three tips, and I want to share a few more. So if you missed those first three, be sure you go back and listen. Tip number four is graze, don't feast. Smaller meals and healthy snacks help give your brain a consistent supply of what it needs to function at peak efficiency. Think of your brain and body as a finely tuned machine, and think of the food as fuel that machine runs on. It would be much better to provide a continuous supply of fuel for the machine to burn rather than waiting for the tank to get empty before you fill it up again. Long gaps between meals can force your brain and your body into an energy conservation mode, leaving you tired and making it really difficult to focus. If you're like most people, your body likely has a natural low point about 3 in the afternoon. That's the bad news. The good news is you can minimize or eliminate this low point by having a mid-afternoon snack of healthy, unprocessed foods. A healthy snack will recharge your machine and re-energize your brain. Make sure that you've got healthy snacks readily available right in the front of your cabinets, right in the front of your refrigerator, because we all know that we're going to reach for what's easy to get to. Don't grab cookies. Don't grab something that's prepackaged. Grab an apple, maybe with a little bit of peanut butter. Grab a piece of cheese and an egg. Get some protein. Get some vegetables. Make some choices that will really fuel your body. So to wrap this one up, the key is having high energy all day and avoiding those, what we might call normal, peaks and valleys. And the way to do that is to eat smaller meals and more snacks. Just be sure that when you add the snacks, you also reduce the size of your main meal too. Make sure that you're reading labels and that you know what a snack or portion size is. And tip number five is all about boosting your energy and keeping you in the creative zone all day. It's avoid foods that drain your brain. Some foods like sugar, trans fat, artificial ingredients, and highly processed foods actually slow down your brain's ability to function. Some even block the essential brain vitamins that we talked about earlier. So you don't want to be eating foods that are going to keep the foods that you need from getting to your brain. That seems counterproductive. People living in most industrialized countries eat too much sugar. And yes, that's us. The American Heart Association suggests that healthy adults get no more than 6 to 9 teaspoons per day. But did you know that Americans consume sometimes more than 22 teaspoons per day on average? Think about it. The recommendation for healthy adults is 6 to 9 teaspoons a day. And many people are eating or taking in 22 teaspoons. Most of the sugars from sodas, energy drinks, and desserts. Even look at the labels on what you think is healthy yogurt. A good rule of thumb is try not to eat foods with added sugar. And that includes high fructose corn syrup, too. Sugar goes by many names, including fructose, cane juice, and corn syrup. Make no mistake, those are all names for the same thing, added sugar. Trans fats are in many processed foods. Just like sugar, trans fats go by many names too. Most often, they're included in lists as ingredients such as hydrogenated or partially hydrogenated oil. This artificial chemical is the worst type of fat you can consume. So again, read your labels. Are you seeing a trend here? One simple addition to what you're doing of reading labels can really help you start to eat healthier and make simple, healthier choices. So to wrap this one up, artificial ingredients are most often added to help extend the shelf life, to add flavor, or change the texture of processed foods. They usually have no real nutritional value and can actually have significant side effects, especially for your brain. Always read the label list before you buy packaged foods. A good rule of thumb, and I love this one, is whenever possible, if you can't pronounce it, then don't eat it. And our final tip here, and I love this, it's kind of your bonus tip, is to learn to love water. When you become dehydrated, your brain is the first organ affected. So a lack of water actually slows down your brain. So try to have a bottle or glass of water with you at all times and continually take sips from it. A good rule of thumb is if you're thirsty, you're already dehydrated, so drink lots of water every day. And if you don't like plain water, add some fruit. One of my favorite combinations is adding cucumbers and lemon or lime to fruit. It really gives it just a real refreshing flavor. It's easy to do. You're getting extra vitamins, and it is helping your body and, more importantly, helping your brain. You want to stay in the creative zone and get more done. So if you want big results from simple actions, focus on the tips that I just shared. So let me recap those so that you've got them. Tip number one was stick with complex carbs. Tip number two was get your fill of essential brain vitamins. Tip number three is start your breakfast right and do that with a healthy breakfast to help your brain. Tip number four is graze, don't feast. Eat smaller meals throughout the day so your body's constantly getting what it needs. Tip five, avoid foods that drain your brain. Don't eat some healthy foods and then eat others that counteract what you're doing. And the last, I call it a bonus tip, is learn to love water and drink more water. So let me ask you, what of those tips are you going to start with? What tip gets you the most excited? And if you commit to doing that for a week, it's really going to make a difference on how you feel. And then in week two, add one more. I'd put adding water at the beginning with all of them. So you've got five tips. So in just over a month, you can make a big difference in your health, in your energy, in your creativity, in your productivity, and in everything that you're doing. Remember, we've talked about it before. That's the power of healthy eating. You want to pay attention to your body. You want to open yourself up to the possibility. We're working on washing away the confusion. And we want you to embrace a healthy life. Make healthy choices every day that lead to a healthy future. And we want you and your family to reap the benefits of healthy eating for generations to come. That's the best gift you can give your family. So we're going to go ahead and take our final break. And when we come back, I want to share a few things that you can do to eat healthy when you're eating out, because we get a lot of questions from people about how to do that. So I'm going to share some extra tips that you can do to eat healthy when you're eating out. This is Janelle McCauley, and this is Eat Great, Live Well Radio.
Do you struggle with your weight or your health? Do you wish you had more energy to do the things you really want to do? Are you tired of counting calories and fad dieting? Do you want to eat your favorite foods and not feel guilty? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then the Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program is the answer for you. Being healthy isn't about fad dieting, feeling guilty, or eating nothing but tofu and wheatgrass. It's about making small, healthy choices that add up over time to create life-changing transformation for you and your family. The Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program will show you how easy it is to be healthy, happy, and well-fed all at the same time. Visit eatgreatlivewell.com for more information or to enroll in this life-changing program. You deserve to both eat great and live well. Check it out today at eatgreatlivewell.com.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. My theme for the year is Say Yes to Success. And guess what? Our annual International Conference and Business Expo that's coming up August 6th through the 9th, we're going to have not only a wonderful lineup of speakers and thought leaders like CNN's Soledad O'Brien or Matthew Knowles, the famous father of the famous Beyonce, and Jean Smart from Designing Women, but this year you are going to be part of the experience. This is one of, if not the only conference that will balance your experience between learning from the wisdom of great speakers to hands-on living it through laser coaching, journaling, and interacting and sharing with other conference attendees. Oh yeah, and we have the best party in town on Saturday night, dancing till you drop to one of the best bands in Dallas. Visit eWomenNetwork.com for details and how you can be part of this life-changing experience as you embrace your yes to success.
Beautiful job, eWomen!
You're listening to Janelle McCauley on the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Eat Great, Live Well Radio. Today we've been talking about unleashing your creativity and getting more done, getting big results from simple actions. And I've already shared with you 5 secrets to boost your energy and stay in the creative zone all day. And what I want to do is spend the last remaining part of our time together answering a question that we get asked quite a bit, is how can I eat out and still eat healthy? So what I want to do is actually share 7 tips with you for eating healthy while eating out. You know, many families dine out in restaurants each week, especially when we're so busy. Sometimes it's really hard to find the time to cook and to get everything done. So we opt for eating out. That's okay. I recommend you do it in moderation, but if that's what works, then find a way to eat healthier. And if you travel, sometimes you don't have a choice. And dining out can be a real social experience. Oftentimes, it's the one time when everyone unplugs from technology and gets together. So use it the way it works best for you, your extended family, and all the things that you do socially. But dining out doesn't mean eating unhealthy. It's important to teach our kids how to read a menu and how to select choices that are good for them. And that also helps us focus on making those healthier choices too. You'll be doing them and yourself a huge favor. And you're going to be helping them get smarter about building a healthy relationship with food and eating healthier. So here's 7 tips that'll help you stay healthy while eating at your favorite restaurants. Number 1 is choose vegetables. Order a salad or steamed vegetables with dinner. Most restaurants will substitute steamed vegetables for the normal baked potato or rice. Even if they don't allow substitutions, see if you can order vegetables on the side. And a big reminder, if you order a salad, get your dressing on the side. And then you pour it on, or what I do is I dip my fork in the dressing. What I've learned is that I eat about 1/8 of the dressing that they provide to me. They give you so much more than you need, and the vegetables are so much more flavorful. Tip number two is avoid fried foods. Fried foods are packed with calories and fat. Avoid an entree if you can that is fried foods, and skip the French fries. Ask if you can have a baked or boiled potato instead if that's really what you want. Just look at the choices, and if you have something that's fried, make sure that it's really an exception and that you're not doing it every meal that you're eating out. Number three is one of my favorites, split entrees. The normal portions served at restaurants are usually so much larger than what's considered a healthy size. Try splitting one entree with your dinner companion, or if you're eating dinner alone, pack up half of the entree and take it home for tomorrow's lunch. I recommend that you split it on your plate before you start eating, because what happens is if you leave it on your plate and say, I'm going to leave half, we often miss that we've gone past that point. And did you know that you don't realize you're full until you've eaten past that point? So split it. You can always go back and eat more if you're still hungry. But split it either with someone you're eating with or save it for tomorrow. Tip number four is skip the bread. Many restaurants serve a basket of bread or chips before the meal. They're loaded with calories and just fill you up before your meal arrives. Thank the waiter, but tell him he doesn't need to leave the bread basket. That'll help avoid the temptation. If you really want it, maybe break a biscuit or a roll in half and eat part of it. I know for me, I love bread, and I don't keep it in the house very much. So if some places got hot, fresh bread, I love a little piece of it. There's nothing better. But I break off a little piece and really enjoy it. Take small bites and savor the flavor so that you really get the benefit out of eating it. Tip number five is no refills. It's best not to order sugary soft drinks or juices with your meal in the first place. But if you do, limit it to one glass. When the waiter comes back and offers to refill it, say, no thank you, and drink water. And you can always ask them for lemons or limes. They'll always bring that to flavor your water. I love either plain tea or water with fruit in it, and that's always a great healthy option. Tip number six is order a la carte. There's no reason you have to order a full meal if you don't want it. Meals often come with a lot of things that you don't normally eat. They might have soup, potatoes. Some meals even come with appetizers or dessert. Just order what you want from the a la carte menu. You can even order an appetizer as your main course if you want. One of our favorite things to do that we've started to do recently is go to a local sushi restaurant. And I don't eat raw fish, but I love a good California roll. We just go during happy hour and order off the hors d'oeuvre menu, and we get a couple different flavors, and it tastes so good. It's healthy, and it's a fun way to eat. We kind of use that as our wind down for the week. So think about how you can build in more social experiences around eating out and make it less about the food and more about the company and the interactions. Tip number seven is go light on condiments. Avoid what we call the scooping and dunking. Condiments like ketchup have a lot of sugar and calories. Mayonnaise or sour cream-based sauces pack a lot of fat. Try to use just enough to provide the taste that you're looking for. So let me quickly repeat these tips. Number one is choose more vegetables. Number two, avoid fried foods. Number three, split entrees. Number four, skip the bread. Number five, no refills. Number 6, order a la carte. And last but certainly not least, number 7, go light on condiments. So we've given you a lot of tips today for staying in the creative zone. We've given you tips for eating out. I hope you've taken great notes, but be sure to go back and listen to this conversation. And I want to invite you to share what tip you're going to be starting with on Facebook. So go to eatgreatlivewellradio.com and be part of the weekly conversation. Share what tip you're going to be starting with. Share what questions you have for us so we can address them on a future call. And remember, I told you at the beginning of the call I had something special for you. If you want to learn more, if you're ready to get off the diet roller coaster, to think that you can't eat your favorite foods, I want to challenge you to shift your mindset. I want to challenge you to think that and realize and say that you can build a healthy relationship with food. I know that it will change your life. It'll change your family's life. And it will give you so much energy, so much creativity, and you will feel so much better. So I invite you to go to eatgreatlivewell.com and check out our Eat Great Live Well personalized wellness program. And if you put in the code EGLW50, that will save you 50% off the registration price. So for less than $100, you can register for a program that's 4 weeks that I can tell you will transform your life and your health and your relationship with food. So I invite you to join us. Again, go to eatgreatlivewell.com and the special code is EGLW50. So I want to thank you for joining me this week. And remember that even small changes can make a positive difference in your health and your life. Healthy choices you make every day add up over time to create a healthy future for yourself and your family. And be sure to join me each week so we can continue the conversation about building a healthy relationship with food and with yourself. Again, I invite you to go to eatgreatlivewellradio.com and be part of the conversation. Link with us on social media, go to Facebook, share your thoughts and your comments. Share what you loved about today's tips, which one's your favorite. Take care and have a great and healthy week. Bye-bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to Eat Great, Live Well Radio, your trusted source for the information you need to take control of your health and your life. Each week at this time, we bring you straight talk about eating healthier without giving up the foods you love. Join us next Thursday and every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on the EWN Radio Network. To get a replay of this week's show, listen to past shows, or contact Janelle, go to eatgreatlivewellradio.com. Have a great week, and remember, you can choose to eat great and live well.